WCCH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, look, what was it last week?
Achacha. That exotic tropical fruit from Bolivia.
Now, what on earth is Nonya this week?
Okay, it's not Nonna, which means grandmother in Italian, of which I am now one. Nonya, N-O-N-Y-A cuisine. It comes from the Straits in Malacca. Chinese people came down to Malaysia in the 18th and 19th centuries and married the local women, and they combined their cuisines. So that has become what is known as the Nonya cuisine. But it's really quite a complicated cuisine. It requires a lot of pounding of spices, and the prospective brides are actually judged on the quality of the way they pound these spices. Different things like ginger and candle nuts and shrimp paste and aromatic leaves and pungent roots, the way they thump them together in the mortar and pestle is how they're judged by their men, whether they'll take them on as brides. And last week I was invited down to the Phoenix Theatre in Coniston, which is in southern Wollongong, to see a Nonya play. It's actually based on a Nonya woman who lived in a beautiful mansion in Emerald Hill in Singapore. And it was preceded by a banquet, a Nonya banquet, which was prepared by Carol Silver Raja. She's a Sydney-based Malaysian food writer. So, and she served a fantastic banquet. It's very rich, actually, the food. But she was pounding all day, the mortar and pestle, as you can imagine.
No wonder my kitchen rules.
Yes, well, it certainly did down there that night, yes. So the play, you can actually see it down there in Coniston in Wollongong up until the end of February, and then it's actually going to be on in Sydney in Chatswood on February the 28th, and I've got details on my webpage, and it will be preceded by a Nonya dinner. And it'd be well worth going along to this, because Nonya cuisine is fading out. It's even fading out in Penang, which is where it originated in Malaysia.
So now, what's the play called?
It's called Emily of Emerald Hill, and it really is a fantastic play. It's just a single woman, Pearly Chua. It's had rave reviews in Malaysia and also in Singapore, and last week in Wollongong got fantastic reviews. She's on stage for about two and a half hours on her own, and she's the most accomplished actress. She's just mesmerising, fantastic. Takes you right into the life of a Nonya household, a wealthy Nonya household in Singapore.
Okay, now you've been to a pub, haven't you,
in
Sydney?
I've had a very mixed week. I went to a fantastic pub in Chippendale, in the city area, and they're beginning to serve these wonderful Sunday roast dinners. So I'll tell you a bit more about that next week.
Sunday roast dinners?
Yeah, that's coming back. And I thought as we go into autumn and into winter, becoming very popular. But even last Sunday, you know how hot it was. It was like 30, 32 degrees. It was jam-packed with people. I couldn't believe it, because they've done such an outstanding job of the interior design, and the food's fantastic.
Are you going to tell us where it is?
Rose Street in Chippendale, and it's called the Duck Inn.
Okay.
Yes, fantastic.
Now, some bad news for you. Your favourite, Madeleine Peru, is coming to the Opera House in March. She cancelled.
Oh, no. Another one who's cancelled. I think Madeleine Peru is a little bit timid, actually. Well, I've seen her a couple of times on stage, and she withdraws a lot. She actually doesn't project, which I think you need to do when you're on stage as a single singer. Yeah. Yeah, she can be a bit disappointing as a stage act. So I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that.
Your recipe is on your website.
Yes, and that is for one of these Nonya satays. Really delicious. It's made with beef steak. And, of course, you need to marinate it in a mixture that you've pounded well.
Your website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.